Bring your taste buds, because SeaWorld Orlando's Seven Seas Food Festival is back and serving up our biggest variety of flavors ever. Savor over 180 amazing food items and sample your way through more culinary markets than ever before. Plus, we're bringing even more of your favorite acts for incredible live performances. Right now, save $20 on a single day ticket. SeaWorld Seven Seas Food Festival. Select dates through May 5th. Restrictions apply.
Had this gentleman on before, at least I have here on the station. Phil Kirpin from American Commitment is the guest. Question that a lot of people always ask, why are American prescription drug prices, if you have to pay out of pocket, why are they so expensive? Phil Kirpin has some ideas. Hey, Phil, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Phil.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Now, your point here is that it's actually foreign price controls that affect American drug prices. Talk about that.
Well, we've got a pricing system that's developed globally in such a way that basically the entire rest of the world is free riding on the research and development that we finance, that we pay for, that we provide a return on capital for through high prices in the United States and the rest of the world, because they, you know, I'm talking about the rich countries, the poor countries, you know, I get why their prices are low, but the rich countries, the OECD countries, Europe, Japan, so forth, they pay a fraction of U.S. prices because they all have some form of government price control. And, you know, the government price control is above the marginal cost. And so, you know, the pharmaceutical companies make a little bit of money on the margin on having those additional sales, but they don't provide a return on capital on the $2.5 to $3 billion on average that it takes to develop each new drug. U.S. consumers do that. And so we get this situation where the pharmaceutical companies, which are investing, you know, $150 to $200 billion every year in research and development, just a staggering scope and scale that the industry has, they make their money back, their R&D money back, and their return on capital in the U.S. market, and they make a little above marginal cost in the whole rest of the world. And so essentially, the whole rest of the world, all the other rich countries in the world, are free riding on the medical innovation and R&D that we're financing through our much higher prices.
Say, Phil, how about President Trump? Has he done anything or tried to do anything about this?
Yeah, they're pushing very hard. I mean, well, they're doing two things, one that I agree with and one that I disagree with and think will actually undermine the approach that works. And what they're doing that I agree with is they've made this a major focus of our trade negotiations. And the U.S. Trade Representative does an annual report on intellectual property called the Special 301 Report.
Mm-hmm.
This, the most recent one, has a very heavy focus on drug pricing. And it's a major focus of the new USMCA successor agreement to NAFTA. They've made some significant improvements that will strengthen the ability of pharmaceutical companies to recover their costs in Canada and Mexico. And there's still a long way to go with those countries as well. But it's been a major focus, and I think as you see them do additional trade agreements, it's going to remain a central focus. It's been a major priority on the trade front. So that I agree with very strongly. What I disagree with and have some major concerns about is a demonstration proposal that they've suggested in HHS for the Medicare Part B program, which are physician-administered drugs. They've suggested, and this is just a proposal so far, so you know, maybe they'll withdraw it. I hope they will. But they've suggested indexing the price of U.S. drugs to a basket of foreign prices, essentially indexing our prices to foreign government price control prices in other countries. And I kind of get the logic of this, right? You know, we don't want to pay so much more than other countries.
Sure.
We're going to link our prices to theirs.
Yeah.
The problem is that if you don't get their prices to increase the same time you're getting ours to decrease, if you don't get them to meet somewhere in the middle, you end up just importing their price controls here, you undermine the return on research and development.
Yeah, the R&D money. Wow. Yeah, Phil.
You're not going to find cures anymore.
Yeah, Phil, the R&D money won't be there. The idea is we have to get the foreign companies to pay more, and we not necessarily about us kowtowing down to them.
Yeah, I think that's right. And the other thing I really worry about with this proposal, if they actually do it, is, you know, how does that play out in the trade negotiations when we sit down across the table and say, we need you to loosen your prescription drug price controls? You know, if you're sitting across the table and you already don't want to do that, no country wants to do that. So, but if you can say, hey, what are you talking about? You link your prices to ours now. I think that makes it very, very hard to actually accomplish anything in the trade negotiations.
You know, another thing, Phil, people don't realize there are also ceilings in other countries of how much a person can sue a drug company for, and they're incredibly low. You don't get the $50, $100, $200 million settlements in court in those other countries that you get here in the U.S.
Yeah, that's interesting. I haven't really looked at the impact of that, so I don't know how much that plays a factor. But I will tell you, there's a study that just came out recently. I don't remember who did it, but it was a very reputable study on what would happen to research and development and medical innovation if the other rich countries got rid of their price controls, the OECD countries got rid of their price controls. And the study found that we would have 10 to 13 additional new drugs every year. Because of the ability to access, more market returns in more places. So in a decade, you'd have 100-plus additional drugs. That's pretty incredible to think about.
Yeah, it sure is. It sure is. Phil, thanks a million, and we're going to get you back again because this is one of the big, big problems that we're having in this country. We all know it, and we talk about it a lot, so let's see if we can't do something about it. But thanks a million for being with us this morning.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate it.
Yeah. He is really into it.
Yeah, and you know, Brad, my ex-wife worked for a major drug company, so we were married a long enough time to where I learned a lot about what goes on, and he's right. The prices that are charged in foreign countries, because they have price controls, are so low that a lot of the American companies can't make their money back to cycle it back. So that's why our prices here
right here
have to be higher.